主啊，你给我们的爱胜过我们所能够测度。
Lord, thy love for us is beyond our comprehension.
是的，主啊，我们对你的爱，主啊，也愿意胜过这首诗歌所唱的。
And yes, Lord, we desire our love to be as described in this hymn.
主啊，我们今天早上听到你的话，你要我们回来，回头回到你起初的爱。
Lord, we have heard the call to return to our first love.
主啊，我们愿意从心里能说，主啊，在天我们还有谁，在地我们还有什么可以恋慕。
And Lord, we do speak in our heart, whom have we in heaven, and on earth there's nothing that we desire.
主啊，实在是有时候我们因为不听你的话，有的时候因为我们别的事情吸引，主啊，我们的心离开了你。
And oftentimes, Lord, we did not listen to you, and our hearts are far from thee.
但是主，你是那一位发怜悯的神。
But Lord, you are a God of mercy.
你永远要把我们带回你自己的爱。
And forever, you want to bring us back to your love.
让我们在你的爱里头，我们可以回来爱你。
So that in your love, by your love, that we may love you.
主啊，求你帮助我们，主让我们听你的话。
Lord, help us to be obedient to you.
让我们遵行你的旨意。
That we may keep your commandments.
让我们听你的命令。
And that we will do your will.
让我们活在你的同在里面。
And that we live, abide in your presence.
在我们的日子里与你有更亲密的交通。
And that we have a deeper communion with you in the days left.
主啊，求你挽回我们。
Oh Lord, bring us back.
使我们的心愿意今天在你的面前再一次敞开。
And Lord, we desire again to open our hearts unto you.
主啊，我们愿意在地上活着，讨你的喜悦。
And we desire to live a life that is pleasing to you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
请我们先看几处圣经。
Let us turn to a few passages of scripture.
先看哥罗西书第一章第九节。
Please turn to Colossians chapter 1, verse 9.
因此我们自从听见的日子，也许为 你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一起属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
For this reason also, since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his willin all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
哥罗西书
Colossians
第四章第二节第四节
Chapter 4 Verses 2 and
4. 你们要恒起祷告，随时精心感恩。
Devote yourselves to prayer.Keeping alert in it with an attitude of thanksgiving.
也要为我们祷告，求神给我们开传道的门，能以讲基督的奥秘。
Praying at the same time for us as well, that God may open up to us a door for the word, so that we may speak forth the mystery of Christ.
我为此被捆锁，叫我按照所给出的话将这奥秘发明出来。
For which I have also been imprisoned, in order that I may make it clear in the way I ought to speak.
以弗所书第六章十八节
Chapter 6, verse 18.
靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此精心不倦为众生都祈求，也为我祈求，使我得到口才，能以方胆开口讲明福音的奥秘。
18 and 19. With all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit, and with this in view, be on the alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints, and pray on my behalf that utterance may be given to me in the opening of my mouth to make known with boldness.The mystery of the gospel.
约翰福音第十四章
The gospel of John, chapter 14,
21节,
verse 21.
约翰福音 14章21节.
John 14, verse 21.
有了我的命令，又遵守的。 这人就是爱我的，爱我的，并蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。He
who has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me shall be loved by my Father, and I will love him, and will disclose myself to him.
犹大不是加勒人犹大，问耶稣说：“主啊，为什么向我们显现，不向世人显现呢？”
Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, what then has happened that you are going to disclose yourself to us and not to the world?
耶稣回答说：“人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他那里去，与他同住。”
Jesus answered and said to him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him.
不爱我的人却不遵守我的道，你们所听见的道不是我的，乃是差我来自父的道。He
who does not love me does not keep my words, and the words which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me.
腓立比书第二章
Philippians chapter 2
14节
Verse 14
凡所行的都不要发怨言去争论
Do all things without grumbling or disputing
是你们无可指责诚实无悔在这弯曲不逆的 世代，这神无瑕疵的儿女，你们现在在世代中好像明光照耀。
That you may prove yourselves to be blameless and innocent, children of God above reproach in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you appear as lights in the world.
将生命的道表明出来，叫我在基督耶稣，叫我在基督的日子，好夸我没有空跑，也没有徒劳。
Holding fast the word of life, so that in the day of Christ I may have cause to glory, because I did not run in vain nor toil in vain.
我以你们的信心为贡献的祭物，我若被浇奠在其上，也是喜乐，并且与你们众人一同喜乐。
But even if I am being poured out as a drink offering upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I rejoice and share my joy with you all.
你们也要照样喜乐，并且与我一同喜乐。
And you too, I urge you, rejoice in the same way and share your joy with me.
最后我们还要读一些很熟的圣经，就是腓立比书第四章四节。
In the end, let us turn to a familiar passage, Philippians chapter 4, verse 4.
你们要靠主常常喜乐，我虽说你们要喜乐。
Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice.
当叫众人知道你们谦让的心，主已经近了。
Let your forbearing spirit be known to all men. The Lord is near.
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
Be anxious for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
神所赐赐人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, shall guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus.
我们最后看一个旧约。
Finally, let us turn to the Old Testament.
历代志下30章
2 Chronicles chapter 30
就有历代志下30章
2 Chronicles chapter 30
我们从二十三节读起。
Let us begin with verse 23.
水灯之下三十章二十三节，全会众商量要这一周祭七日，于是欢欢喜喜的又收祭七日。
Then the whole assembly decided to celebrate the feast another 7 days. So they celebrated the 7 days with joy.
犹大王西西家是给会众公牛一千只，羊七千只为祭物，众首领也是给会众公牛一千只，羊一万只，并有许多的祭司祭敬自己。
For Hezekiah, king of Judah, had contributed to the assembly 1,000 bulls and 7,000 sheep, and the princes had contributed to the assembly 1,000 bulls and 10,000 sheep, and a large number of priests consecrated themselves.
犹大全会众祭司利未人并那从以色列地来的会众和祭居的人以及犹大祭居的人竟都喜乐。
And all the assembly of Judah rejoiced with the priests and the Levites and all the assembly that came from Israel, both the sojourners who came from the land of Israel and those living in Judah.
这样使耶路撒冷大有喜乐，是从以色列王大卫儿子所罗门的时候使耶路撒冷没有这样的喜乐。
So there was great joy in Jerusalem because there was nothing like this in Jerusalem since the days of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel.
那是祭司利未人起来为民祝福，他们的声音蒙神垂听，他们的祷告达到天上的圣所。
Then the Levitical priests arose and blessed the people, and their voice was heard, and their prayer came to his holy dwelling place, to heaven.
我们再做一个祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.
主，我们一方面感谢你，一方面我也要求你饶恕我们过去所有违背各在是你伤心的地方。
Lord, on the one hand we want to thank you, and on the other hand, Lord, we do confess and repent of the places where we did not hear your word and we rebelled against you, and make your heart grieve.
我们的主，我们实在是仰望你。
Lord, we look unto you.
你如果不怜悯我们，我们这些人是没有盼望的。
Without your mercy, we are without hope.
但是主，如果我们真的肯谦卑在你的面前，在你的面前悔改，诚心愿意转回到你的面前，你总是要施恩给我们。
Lord, as we return to you and repent before you, Lord, you would hear our prayers.
求求你在这里保守你的众儿女的心怀意念。
Lord, keep our minds and our hearts.
不受外界，不受撒旦任何的干扰。
So that we do not, we're not to be distracted by external or by Satan.
我们要归向你。
Lord, we want to return to you.
我们愿意你的名被高举。
We desire that your name be lifted up.
我们愿意我们的神能够得荣耀。
We desire that our God may be glorified.
我们愿意在我们的身上能够做出见证来，结出果子来，荣耀我们的父神。
And that we desire to be able to bear this testimony to bring forth fruit for thee.
但愿你在这里施恩给我们。
Lord, give grace to us.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of Jesus.
阿们。我想我们这次的大会啊，好像一堆字里面那个西西家王造句的一个约界。
I think this conference is like the Passover that was held in the time of King Hezekiah.
神的命令 要叫他们每一年都要守月期。
Now God commanded the people to keep the Passover each year.
但是以色列人很久没有认真的守月期。
But for a long time, the Israelites did not keep the Passover.
所以呢，到西西家的时候，他又重新来开一个月期。
And so in the time of King Hezekiah, he held the Passover.
不过这次月期很特别。
But this Passover was rather peculiar.
月期啊，举行了七天。
And it was held for already 7 days.
他们觉得很好。
And they really enjoyed it.
他们商量一下，我们再来加个七天。
And they did.They discussed and decided that let's have another 7 days.
结果呢，西西家给他们些牛羊，众首领也给他们些牛羊，祭司、利未人都自己祭敬自己。
And King Hezekiah contributed to the sacrifice, and so were the princes and the priests consecrated themselves.
那么他们经过这14天。这是耶和华的面前受那个祭。
And so they kept the feast before the Lord Jehovah for 14 days.
那么结果呢，就是那地方大有喜乐。
And the result was there was great joy.
那个喜乐从来没有过。
And it was never experienced before.
所有的人都喜乐。
Every person involved rejoiced.
耶路撒冷没有过这样喜乐，因着这一次聚会，他们是大大的喜乐。
And it has never happened in Jerusalem before like this.
而且他们的祷告一直达到神的面前。
And that their prayer has reached to the presence of God.
蒙神的垂听。
And they were heard by God.
所以我想，在这里啊，我们在5天还没到，不过呢，我们已经有了喜乐。
And here, it's not yet 5 days, but we already.Have received much joy.
不过我想这里大概要能提出来，我们再来5天好不好？
But I think if someone were to suggest, let's have another 5 days.
大概不行。
Maybe not.
不过呢，我是想他们这个大大喜乐了以后啊，又没有喜乐。
But I think after they rejoiced, I don't know, maybe they lost that joy again.
现在我们想神的旨意在我们的旨意里面是常常喜乐。
Now God's will for us is that we rejoice always.
所以我很怕在这里我们受了感动，我们也有悔改，我们也有认罪，但是啊，有了喜乐，如果说这里的喜乐一出门外喜乐减一半，回到家里又没有喜乐，那就不行。
And I thought, we have come and we have repented and rejoiced, but what if, I'm afraid, after we leave, suddenly half of the joy was gone, and when we return home, we lost the joy completely.
神的旨意是要我们喜乐，而是要常常喜乐。
God's will is for us to rejoice always.
因为我们昨天已经讲过，这个喜乐是从神来的。
And yesterday we mentioned that this joy came from God.
这个喜乐是主的喜乐放在我们的里面。
It is the joy of the Lord that is placed within us.
这个喜乐也是圣灵的喜乐。
It is also the joy of the Holy Spirit.
所以要保持我们能够常常喜乐。
So to keep ourselves in this joy,
需要不住的祷告。
We need to pray unceasingly.
凡事谢恩。
And I give thanks in everything.
本来这三句啊是连着的。
Now these three things are connected together.
并不能分开的。
You cannot separate them.
如果你没有常常的不住的祷告，你却不可能保持你不住的常常的喜乐。
And if you do not pray unceasingly, then you cannot rejoice always.
实际上， 我的负担来讲
practically speaking, my burden
是需要我们怎样能够学习不住的祷告
for us to learn how to pray unceasingly.
不住的祷告
pray without ceasing.
能够保持我们常常喜乐
and that can keep us.
如果我们没有祷告
if we do not pray,
我们是不可能保持我们常常喜乐
then it is impossible to keep us in that joy.
今天的情况呢我觉得最难的一点啊就是说不要说是不住的祷告
in our condition today, the most difficult thing is it's not only to pray unceasingly.
如果一个基督徒能够早晚有祷告三次吃饭有祷告已经算是很不错的了
if a Christian can pray in the morning and evening and then when he eats, that's already pretty good.
那么如果要不住的祷告呢
and if we are to pray without ceasing,
那么也许是这是不可能的
and maybe we would think that that's impossible.
能不能做到不住的祷告
Is it possible to pray without ceasing?
所以这个我想我一个负担就是说希望能够把这个带给弟兄姊妹都能够经历有经历就是过一个不住祷告的生活
And so this is my burden, that we may learn how to pray without ceasing to experienceWhat it is like.
这不是不可能的。
Now it is not impossible.
这是可能的。
It is possible.
不过呢，很可惜，我有这个经历。
Unfortunately, I have this experience.
但是后来。
But later.
失去了。
I lost it.
所以我很想见过那个不住祷告的生活
and so I long for the days when I had prayer unceasing
我觉得非常困难了、
I felt that it was difficult
所以我就感觉说什么原因是因为我堕落了
and I searched to see why and I found out I had fallen away
失去了当初相足那个起初的爱心
and I lost that first love that I had at the beginning
而且我们这个这些人啊常常是一个忘恩负义的人
and oftentimes we are very ungrateful
主给我们恩典越多
the more grace that the Lord gives us
按理讲恩典越多嘛应该是感恩越多
In theory, the more grace that he gives, the more thanksgiving we have.
所以我们想在大陆的时候环境不好贫穷很多的难处的时候我们感恩不少
And so when we were in mainland, the circumstance was difficult, but we still give thanks.
我那时候没有到过国外
At that time, I have never been abroad.
到1996年以前，到澳洲以前，我没有出过离开大陆过一步。
Before 1996, going to Australia, I have never left one step mainland.
连香港都没有去过。
And I did not even go to Hong Kong.
虽然我在广州有17年，但是我没有到过香港。
And I was in Guangzhou.For 17 years, but I've never been to Hong Kong.
我到过深圳。
I went to Shenzhen.
深圳跟广州就跟香港就非常近了。
Shenzhen is very close to Hong Kong.
但是也出不去。
But I couldn't go out.
那么我在到了深圳的时候，我有个感觉，深圳啊是一个大陆生活条件跟西方生活条件那个中间地方。
And in Shenzhen, I had this idea that Shenzhen is the bridge between the Western world and China.
所以我在那个，我说深圳到我要到国外去以前，到深圳先体会一下。
In terms of living standards, so I thought before I go abroad, I should go to Shenzhen to experience what it is like.
那我在深圳跟弟兄姊妹有交通。
And when I was in Shenzhen, I had fellowship with brothers and sisters there.
那么有一部分人啊，已经先富起来。
Now, part of those people has gained some wealth.
还有一部分弟兄呢，他们呢是还是很贫穷。
However, there's another group of brothers and sisters. They are still in much want.
后来我就感觉说，越有钱，生活越条件越好的，不是更 A 族。
And what I sensed was that those who have everything, they did not love the Lord more.
而是反而心远离了主。
And instead, their hearts become further away from God.
所以我有个感觉，在大陆呢，大城市那个弟兄姊妹向着主的心，不及小城市。
And so I sense that the brothers and sisters that live in big cities, their heart for the Lord may not be like those.Who live in remote areas?
小城市呢，不及农村。
Small cities, and the small cities are not like those in villages.
越贫穷啊，他们爱主心越多。
The poorer they are, the more love they have for the Lord.
所以我感觉说主的确是很公平。
And so I sense that the Lord is very fair.
他说穷人有福音传给他们。
And he said, the gospel was preached to the poor.
财主要进天国比骆驼坐过正也还难。
And for a rich man to enter kingdom, it is harder for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle.
其实也不懂。
At first, I didn't understand.
后来啊，这个事实就是这样。
But later, that was the reality.
按理讲啊，主给我们一点恩典的时候，我们能感谢多一点，更感谢。
Normally,
越多，我们是大大的感谢，是不是
？Normally speaking, when the Lord gives us some grace, we should give thanks. And if He gives more grace, we should give thanks even more. And when He gives abundant grace, there should be much, much thanksgiving.
所以我想啊，这里撒旦借着人的肉体。在那边做我神跟我们中间的那个关系。
And so I think Satan is trying to destroy that relationship between God and man through the flesh of man.
撒旦借着人的肉体在那边做破坏工作。
And Satan through the flesh of man is doing that work of destruction.
那么主耶稣呢告诉我们说，如果要恢复这个情况，只有一条路，舍己背十字架跟从我。
And the Lord said to us, the only way to restore us is for us to deny ourselves, take up the cross and follow Him.
那么主的应许是没有错的。
Now His promises are sure.
主的目的都有去，主的目的啊，是要我们跟他更亲近。
Now the Lord's purpose is for us to draw close to Him, closer to Him.
实际上啊，主把他心意是给什么人听的呢
？Now in reality, who were the audience of the Lord?
我们看主耶稣在地上的时候
You look at the Lord when he was on earth.
他对许多很多很多的人他是讲比喻。
Now he only spoke parables to the multitude.
没有直接讲道理。
And he did not speak directly.
你们听啊，有一个人撒种的出去撒种。
And here there's a man who goes out to sow.
撒种的时候有的路旁，有的在土结石的地上，有的在荆棘里，有的在好土里。
And the seeds fell on different places.
但是到了家里的时候，他去门徒在他们一起的时候，关在那里，主耶稣就给他们讲这个比喻的道理。
But when they go indoors, when the disciples come to him, he will explain to them the meaning of the parables.
所以今天我们要进到主更多恩典的里面，也有一个条件。
And so for us to enter into the Lord's favor, there is a condition.
这个条件就是约翰福音十四章二十一节所说的。
And this is, the condition is, in John 14, verse 21.
有了我命令又遵守的这人就是爱我的。
And having at my commandments and keep them, this is the one who loves me.
爱我的并不我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要与他，并且要向他显现。
And he who loves me, will be loved by the Father, and I will love him and disclose myself to him.
有弟兄说，究竟我们怎么能够看见神的显现呢？
There's a brother who asked, how do we see the appearing of the Lord?
怎么能够看见那异象呢？
How can we see visions of the Lord?
有一个条件，就是说你要跟主更亲密。
The condition is we need to be closer to the Lord.
主有两次呼召，不同的呼召。
Twice the Lord made the calling.
第一次就是说你来跟踪我。
The first time was come, follow me.
第二次说主说你们要住在我里面。
And the second time was, abide in me.
来跟踪我是在外面跟了。
To follow me, is outward.
住在我里面是在里面跟了。
Abide in me is to follow him inwardly.
什么人能够住到主里面去呢？
Who can abide, in the Lord?
爱主遵守他的道，就是遵守他的命令。神要跟基督接着圣灵要住在门徒的里面。
It is, those who love him and keep his commandments, and our Lord and God our Father by the Holy Spirit will dwell in him.
我们常常有些时候啊，就是总觉得说主的恩典都是白白的。
And oftentimes, we feel that the grace of our Lord is free.
一切都是白白的恩典。
Everything is free. It's a free gift.
但是没有想到主有的时候他是有条件的。
But we did not, think about that. There are times where a condition was given.
不是一切都是白白的。
Not everything is free.
头一个呼召常常是白白的。
The first call was free.
比方说，凡口渴的人可以到我这里来。
For example, all those who thirst can come unto me.
白白的出那个取那个活水喝。
And you can drink freely from this living water.
凡是劳苦带重担的可以到这里来，我可以给你们的安息。
All those who are weary and heavily laden can come unto me and I will give you rest.
都是白白的。
All these are free.
来了就可以给你。
If you come, you will receive.
但是很多人啊，得了这个 安息以后啊，他不会享用。
But many people who have come to that rest, they don't know how to enjoy it.
我们也发现，我们今天这个见证不能出去，我们的生命不能流出来啊。我们说，我们一定要主的生命在我们的里面，是不是？
We discover today that we cannot keep the testimony and the life will not flow out.
但是这个里面这个生命啊，怎么能够让它发挥出来？
Now we have life within us, but how can this life flow out?
因为我们不懂。
We don't know. We don't understand.
现在如果有人送给我一部最好的、最新式的电脑机，或者什么东西啊，现在给我的话，我很高兴。
If someone gives me the most advanced computer, I will be very happy.
嘿，这个是最新式的。
And this is the newest, the latest and greatest.
但是我有一点担心。
But I'm a bit worried.
我不会用。
I don't know how to use it.
不会用，拿着来，嘿，我有最新的电脑。他说好，那你可以什么都可以了，但是我不会用啊。
And they bring this brand new computer, have everything in it. You can do all kinds of things, but if I don't know how to use it.
其实也是一样的，很多弟兄姊妹，我们有了主的生命在我们的里面，多宝贝啊，多宝贝啊，但是这个生命好像不会用。
Similarly, we have this life within us. It is so precious, but yet we don't know how to handle it.
怎么能够使我们的生命能够跟神连起来，能够让神的丰富的接受这个生命，把它生命的道像明光一样的照出去？
And how can we be united to God in life so that this word of life may shine as light?
所以这一个它有个条件。
And so there is a condition given.
这个条件就是说，你们要负我的轭，学我的样式。
And the condition was, take up my yoke and learn of me.
这样你们魂里必得享安息。
And you will have rest in your soul.
你的魂啊，怎么能够享受这个安息？
How can your soul experience and enjoy this rest?
主是给你的时候，没有说要有什么条件。
Now when the Lord gives to you, He didn't ask for any condition.
只有一个条件。
There's only one.
你来。
You come.
但是你要能够享受这个安息呢，你有条件。
But in order to enjoy this, there is a condition.
要负他的轭。
You need to take up his yoke.
学他的样式。
And learn of him.
我信主以后啊，不多几年的时候，我看了一本书。
After a few years of my conversion, I read a book.
那就是摩安德烈写的《住在基督里面》。
And it was Abide in Christ by Andrew Murray.
住在基督里面，这些是今天我们要能够使我们的生命长大，能够享受这个生命那个能力的唯一的一个这个条件呢，就是住在基督里面。
Yeah, for a life to grow, and to experience the power of this new life, the only condition was to abide in Christ.
那么其实啊，讲起来很简单。
Now it is easy to talk about it.
他就告诉说，住在基督的里面，这是他的命令。
And he says it is the command of the Lord to abide in him.
命令。
It's a command.
我们说，就是说，有了我的命令，又遵守的，就是爱他。
And the Lord said, he who has my commandments and keeps them.It is he who loves me.
但是这个命令啊，我觉得是神 给我们最有福气的一个命令。
But I truly feel that this is the most blessed command that the Lord has given us.
主说你住在我里面了。
The Lord said, abide in me.
所以有的时候我是这么想。
And so sometimes I think,
我怎么配住到主里面去？
How am I worthy to abide in the Lord?
我这么软弱。
I am so weak.
这么污秽。
So defiled.
这么败坏。
So corrupt.
怎么能够住到主里面去呢？
How can I dwell and abide in Christ?
但是我后来想，我说，主啊，你不是说有了你命令又遵守的，这是爱你吗？
But later I realized the Lord's command is, if I have your commandment and I keep them, then I love you.
你叫我住到你里面来，这是你的命令。
It is by your command that I should abide in you.
所以我要遵守。
So I want to keep it.
我要来住。
I want to abide.
那我这么脏怎么办？
But yet I'm so dirty.
那不要紧啊，主有宝血嘛。
Don't worry. The Lord has His precious blood.
那我这么软弱怎么办呢？
I'm so weak. Then what?
就是我是信心丧失投降
surrender
第三
thirdly
要绝对的谦卑
you need to absolutely humble yourself
第四你就每一天到主面前说主啊我要住到你里面来
and fourthly each day you come to the Lord and abide in him
那么我住到主里面去呢以后呢主就说那你学得听话
and after you abide in the Lord then the Lord said yes you kept my commandment
那么圣灵在你的里面
and the Holy Spirit in you
他叫你喜欢的叫你做你去做
and what he brings to your likeness you do it
他不要你做的你却不做
and what he doesn't want you to doDon't do it.
他要你说，你去说。
If he wants you to speak, speak.
他如果不要你说，你去不说。
If he doesn't want you to speak, don't speak.
还有一个。
There's another one.
他要你想，你就想。
And if he wants you to think, think.
他要你不想，你就不想。
If he wants you to stop to think, stop.
做得到吗？
Can we do it?
诶我去试试看
and so I tried
所以我到主面前说主我是一点不行我却是这是你的命令我愿意照你的命令行
Lord I come to you I'm unworthy but I want to do according to your command
现在我要住在你里面了
and now I want to abide in you
我绝对向你投降
I fully surrender to you
不跟你吵架
I will not argue with you.
你叫我说，我就说。
If you want me to speak, I will speak.
你不叫我说，就不说。
If you want me to be quiet, I'll be quiet.
你要我做，我就做。
If you want me to do, I will do.
你不叫我做，我就不做。
If you don't want me to do it, I will stop.
你要我想，我就想。
If you want me to think, I'll think.
你不叫我想，我就不想。
If you don't, then I won't.
哎，这个有个特别事情。主说如果你们住在我的里面我的话也藏在他里面
Now, there's something special here the Lord says if you abide in me and my word abide in you
哎，我这么一试以后啊真的很灵啊
and when I tried it it really works
而且很喜乐
and I had fullness of joy
其实脑子非常清楚
and my mind was very clear
有些话主要我讲我就讲
and some words that the Lord gave to me and I will speak
主不要我讲我就不讲
and the Lord if he doesn't want me to speak I stop
不过也管得很严
but it was very strict
因为那个时候啊很小的一个动作啊如果里面有禁止的时候哎你这个不义你不能做
And at that time, even a small thing, when there's instruction that says this is unright, this is not righteous, stop.
那我就不做。
Then I would stop.
有一次我们那个宿舍里面就有几个一共是三个人。
And at that time there were three people in our dorm.
我那个同学呢他抽烟有那个火柴。
My classmate had the matches for his smoke.
我一天回来就耳朵痒痒。
And one day I came home, my ear was itching.
去拿什么东西来弄呢
？And I was looking for things to scratch.
那我去看，哎，他那个火柴，我想拿一个火柴来弄弄这个耳朵。
And I saw the matches, and I said, "Oh, maybe I should use this."
我的手要去的时候啊
，As my hand reached out.
这是人家东西，你没有他的允许，你就去拿。
And this belongs to someone else. If you have not asked, you shouldn't take.
根本没人看见。
No one was around.
那是我不敢拿。
And I couldn't do it.
等到他过来了。
And when he came along,
我说，你给我一个火柴棍行不行
？And I asked, can you give me one match?
哎呀，你这个人啊，真是不行。
And he said, "Oh, you're so bad."
这么一个东西，你还要问我吗
？For such a small thing, you have to ask me.
所以那个时候啊，是管得非常严格。
And so it was very strict.
也许觉得说有点不太正常。
And maybe, it was abnormal.
因为那时候我很穷。
Because at the time I was very poor.
每一个月的伙食费啊，这个月不知道下一个月在哪里。
And the money for sustenance was with I don't know what comes next month.
所以啊，除了在饭厅里吃饭以外啊，这种小吃店啊那些东西啊，根本没有我的。
And so besides eating in the cafeteria, I don't ever go out.
那么有一个。西国姊妹她在那边有一些学生 她常常召集学生传福音
and there was a sister from the west she often would gather the students and share the gospel with them
而且他们传完福音以后呢还有一些茶点
and afterwards she would have some snack for them
所以他们也说丁弟兄你去不去参加那个
and they asked Brother Ding do you want to come
我说主啊我能不能去
and I asked the Lord can I go
主就问你是想去那边真的听我的话呢你还是看中了那个茶点
and the Lord asked do you really want to go for me or you're going for the snack
我说啊很像吃点茶点因为那个东西啊难得我也没有钱买嘛
and I said Lord I think it's for the snack because I don't have money to buy those things
那结果我是没去
and so in the end I didn't go
因为我觉得这样去我的心不诚
because I felt that if I go in that way my heart is not right
神是不喜欢
and it was not pleasing to the Lord
这个每次神的话在我的里面我可以跟他不断的交通
and so the word of the Lord is in me and I continually fellowship with him
所以我非常高兴
and so I was filled with joy
许多人去问你那个不断的交通如果你打球你做别的事情能不能断掉
and some would ask me thisUnbroken fellowship. What happened to it when you play ball or do something else?
那有一天早上就是这样。
There was one morning.
我跟主交通。
And I was fellowshipping with the Lord.
一直有主的话。
And the Lord's word came to me continually.
我上课了。
And then I went to class.
那么学生上课呢，我们呢说老师在那边讲课，我们去记笔记。
And at the time when the teacher spoke, we took notes.
我就发现啊，一面我跟神在那边交通，一面老师在讲课呢，我学记笔记。
And I discovered that I was sharing with the Lord while the teacher was speaking, while I was taking notes.
他讲的还对，我很清楚，我记得一点也不乱。
And I discovered that what he spoke was very clear to me, but yet my fellowship was not broken. So I believe to pray without ceasing is possible.
当然这个祷告呢这不是一种形式的祷告。
But this kind of prayer is not the formal kind of prayer.
而且这个祷告呢也不是用心思的祷告。
And that this prayer is not from the mind.
不是是我想想应该祷告什么。
It's not what you try to think about what you pray.
而是那个心啊向着神。
But that your heart is towards the Lord.
心向着神啊，它就是不断的交通。
And when you open your heart to the Lord, there's uninterrupted fellowship.
甚至于啊，有一次，有个同学来，我的同班同学来跟我讲。
To a point that one time a classmate of mine came to me.
他说啊，我高班的同学啊来问我，问他。
And he said my upper classmate came to ask me.
他说你们班里有一个同学啊长了个剃个平顶头穿了个长褂子整天笑嘻嘻的是谁
and he asked that there is a guy in your class that has this flat cut and wears this long robe and he has this silly grin on him. Who is he?
我的同学说他说别的东西吧很难讲他是他说的整天笑嘻嘻的他说就是你
and other things I don't know but having this smile on you all the time it must be you
他也觉得很好笑他说这么那个形容一个人整天笑嘻嘻的
and he thought it was funny to describe someone of having this smile on him all the time
实际上我那时候是最穷困的时候
in reality I wasmost poor during that time.
而且身体也不好。
And my health was not very good.
但是啊，那个喜乐啊，不是装出来的，他自己就，我自己看不见，人家就看见，我这个人啊，变成一个整天笑嘻嘻的一个人。
And the joy was not artificial at all.
所以我觉得这样的情况应该所有的弟兄姊妹都是这样的。
And I hope that all brothers and sisters will be like that.
所以有的时候我跟那个弟兄在一起的，别的弟兄在一起的时候，他有时候讲话讲了出歌了，说了就笑了，我心里总是很奇怪，怎么你不是也要躲在里面吗？你的主。你这么乱讲，难道主你不怕主不喜欢吗
？And one time, a classmate he was joking, and I thought it was too much. And I wondered, didn't the Lord, doesn't the Lord live in you? How can you do that?
那不是 classmate, 那是、oh. brother.
Sorry, it was a brother, not a classmate.
我觉得每一个爱主的弟兄姊妹都应该是这样，主在里面管着他。他要讨人的喜悦，所以他如果乱说话，主会不高兴的嘛？你怎么能说呢
every Christian should be like that with the Lord in him, and that they want to be pleasing to the Lord. And if they do something unpleasing, the Lord will rebuke him.
这样有相当长一个时期。
And I was thinking that way for a long period of time.
而且是因为这个缘故啊，我们看见是有见证出来。
And because of that, we see that there was this testimony.
你的确听主的话。
And indeed, if you listen to the Lord.
那么圣灵在你的里面非常清楚。
And the Holy Spirit in you is very clear.
你保持跟主啊一直交通的话。圣灵，你有一个条件，你不能违背他。
Now, to keep this communion, the condition is you cannot go against him.
就是绝对的顺服。
It is absolute surrender.
有一次我在那边，那个读书的时候。
And one time while I was studying.
我忽然有一个感觉。
And suddenly, I sensed something.
另外一个同学他是读兽医的。
And there was a brother studying veterinarian medicine.
他的鼻子很高。
Now he has a tall nose.
我们叫他大鼻子。
And we call him big nose.
大鼻子一来了以后啊，我们的同学啊都是稀里哈啦要跟他开玩笑的。
And whenever he comes, we will make jokes about him.
所以这个大鼻子一来呢，我那天啊，他一来的时候，里面有个很清楚的感觉。
And so one day when this classmate came, I had a strong feeling.
里面就说你今天不能跟他开玩笑。
And saying that you can't joke.With him today.
这里很清楚。
And it was clear.
所以他来了以后啊，人家一看大鼻子来了。
And so when he comes, everyone saw it.
那么我就在那边祷告，我说他来了以后，让他不要乱开玩笑，同学来了也不要跟他开玩笑。
And I was praying that when he comes, hopefully he doesn't joke around, and the other classmate would not be joking around.
所以他进来以后，哎，什么什么什么的，我就没跟他，背应。我说你坐一会好不好
？And when he came in, started joking around, I didn't respond. I just said, "Hey, come sit."
就是那边我一直在祷告，我说，主啊，那些同学过来以后，也不要去弄他。
And when we sat down, I was praying that Lord, when the classmates come over, I hope they don't mess around.
那么正好有两本那个小册子是传福音的小册子。
And there were two gospel tracts around.
那么有一本小册子，我说你看看这个。
Next by, and I took one and said, Hey, why don't you read this?
那么他就看。
And so he began to read.
看了真的很仔细的看。
Now he really paid close attention.
而且也没有同学来捣乱。
And no one came to bother him.
看了一本了以后，我说还有一本，你再看一下。
And after he finished that one, I said, read this one too.
他看完了以后。
And after finishing reading,
他就说，他说我今天为什么来
？And he said, you know why I came today?
他说啊，我昨天晚上啊，一个人走到那个旷野那个野地里去看那个天空。
And he said, yes, last night, I was by myself walking into the woods.To look at the sky.
所以那个天空里面啊，他说：“哎呀，究竟人从哪里来，又到哪里去？究竟有没有神？”他是在那边问这个问题。
And while he was looking, he was asking himself, "Where do men come from? Where do men go? And is there a God?"
他说：“忽然有一个里面，他有个声音啊，他说：‘你去找丁庸师去。’”
And suddenly.He sensed that there's a voice telling him, why don't you go look for Dr. Ding? Find Mr. Ding.
那么他说他得了这一个意念以后他说咦我是这么想有没有神究竟人从哪里来到哪里去问题他叫我来找你这个声音是从哪里来的
And he asked me where did that voice came from that tell me to go and come to you
他说我去试试
And he said I want to try that
如果我去的时候我就给他们稀里哈啦他也跟我稀里哈啦表示这个声音不是从神那边来的
And so he decided that if I should go to himAnd I began joking around with them, and they also began to joke around with me, then that must not be from God.
他说我来了以后，我给你稀里哈拉，你就是这个那个一本正经的坐在那边。
And so, and he said, and I came, and I was joking around, but you were pretty serious.
诶，他说你叫我看的，正是我要问的那些问题。
And then what you asked me to read, exactly has the answers to what I asked.
他说我一看。这下我解决了。
And when I read this, I know that my question I answered.
为什么今天神没有办法圣灵来用我们，实际来做见证呢
？Why is it that the Lord cannot use us share His testimony?
如果那个时候我不听里面的声音
，Now if at that time I did not listen to this inner voice.
圣灵就要说你今天他来跟你讲，你不能跟他稀里哈拉的话，我不听，来了以后大比是你来了好啊，我们这样就完了。
And if I did not listen to the Holy Spirit and I began to joke around with him, then it's all over.
所以这个其实我觉得圣灵管了你，有的人觉得说哎呀这样你一点自由都没有。
And some would feel that you have no freedom anymore.
其实啊他真的是给我自由。
And in reality, he has given me true liberty.
许多人呢都能够掌握很多东西，比方说我说话我不随便说，求主派两个使者在我的嘴边看着。这个都用没用的。
And if someone says, Lord, I don't want to speak, send two angels to stop my mouth, that's useless.
你里面如果能够管住。
If you can have control within.
有的时候我们不听话。
There are times we don't listen.
那就没办法。所以神一定要住在一起，你要绝对的投降。
Then it's useless. So to abide in him, we must have absolute surrender.
信而顺服。
Trust and obey.
爱他。
Love him.
哎呀，我想啊，许多那些烦恼的东西啊，都是因为乱七八糟的思想搞的。
And I think many of our useless worries were due to these vain thoughts.
很多人为什么睡不着觉呢？
Why is it that many could not fall asleep?
睡不着觉就是个想来想去嘛。
Because their mind are going all over the place.
你要不想不想数一二三四五六七八九也没用。
And to even count numbers will not help you.
圣灵如果管到你的时候，真的可以不需要想的，他说你不用想这些，我就可以不想。
And if the Holy Spirit can truly restrain you, and when He tells you, don't think, then you are able to stop.
但是你不想，他绝不会叫你空白。
But to stop thinking would not mean that you would go blank.
因为主住在他里面，主的话藏在你里面。
Because you abide in Him, and His word abide in you.
所以你所想的是很有福的，好像大卫说的。唯独喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人便又有福。
But instead, what you think is really blessed, because David said, those who meditate on the word of the Lord day and night, he is blessed.
我们怎样能够昼夜想思想神的话呢？
Now how can we meditate on God's word day and night?
圣灵住在你的里面。
It is only by the indwelling.
你住在基督里面，他你所想的就是这样。
You abide in Christ, that is what you think about.
不过这个其实是非常简单，你越简单你顺服，你就是绝对投降，这样真的可以这样做到的。
And actually this is rather simple. As long as you surrender to him, you can do this.
不过人啊没有信心。
Unfortunately, we lack faith.
不肯投降。
Unwilling to surrender.
我第一次怎么学会游泳呢？
The first time I learned to swim.
小的时候我在那个溪，那个水溪里面啊，乱爬乱爬的，老是没学会。
And when I was little, I was.Just going at it in the stream, I didn't learn it.
到了大学的时候，我们大学那个后面有一条水沟。
And when I was in university, they had this canal in the back.
水沟嘛也不太远，就是两个人那么远，那么一条水，正好也不很深，就那么高。
And it's not that wide. It's only enough for two people, and it's not very deep.
那我的高一班的同学啊，他说你不会游泳，我教你。
And one of my upper classmates said, I'll teach you how to swim.
他说啊，很简单，不过你不要怕，
And he said, it's simple, but don't be afraid.
啊，水到了这儿了。
Water reaches to the chin.
他说你先这么倒下去。
And you just lay flat.
你先向后倒。
And you begin to just lay.
我是倒下去，喝水怎么办？
And he said, what if I drown in?
他说我给你撑住了。
I will support you. He said.
他说啊，你去把你这个人扔了，就是把这个人交托了，就是那个意思。
And he said, you just surrender or abandon.
你去是好像把你这个人去交了，你去不管了，你去怎么你我在旁边看着你不要紧的。
And he just said, oh, I don't care. I'm gonna lay back and I'll watch over you.
这需要信心。
Now it takes faith.
那我就是这么到耳朵里面。他说你到你扔了，哎，一到后面啊，他就浮起来了。
And so I began to lay back, and the water got in my ear. He said, "Don't worry, just let go, just let go." And I did that, and I was floating on water.
哎呀，我眼睛看到天上，两个手一动就游起来了。
And my eyes was looking up to the sky. I moved my hands. I began to float.
那个水实在是不干净，是不能喝的。
And the water was dirty.
因为我在游泳，看见一大块的东西是牛粪。
Because as I was swimming around, I see this cow dung floating by.
那个牛粪是从旁边去流出去。
And it went right by me and went out.
但是那天真的没喝水。
That day I didn't drink any of that water.
所以有的东西啊，你有信心，简单，信靠主，顺服，谦卑。
And so, having faith, trust the Lord, very simple.
不过有一点，你一定要听他的。
But one key, and that is you must obey him.
你跟主住在一起的时候啊，你如果两个人啊，你不能说主啊，我有这个意思，你不行。
And when you're with the Lord, you can't say to him, Lord, you know, this is what I think.
只有一条就是主啊，我绝对听你的。
There's only one thing you need to keep in mind, that is, Lord, I will listen to whatever you say.
这就是爱他。
Loving him.
他怎么告诉你，你就怎么做。
Whatever he says to you, you do.
不要问问题，不要问为什么。
Don't ask why.
主不会错的。
He will not be wrong.
再举个例。
Let me give you another illustration.
我后来到了南京，那是还没解放以前就。从四川到了南京。
Later, I went from Sichuan to Nanjing.
那时候我听说圣诞节啊有一个大的合唱。
I heard then that there was this choir during Christmas.
是几个大学的学生联合起来在那边唱的。
It was a combined choir of different of students from different universities.
唱的却是弥赛亚。
And they,
圣曲弥赛亚。
They would sing Handel's Messiah.
哦，他们说那个人越多，唱起来越好听。
And they were saying the more people, the better it sounds.
特别是那个哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，那个时候真是非常好听。
Especially when you come to the Hallelujah chorus.
我们也没参加过这么大型的那个唱的，那个会啊，我就问主，我说我想去听行吗？
And I've never been to such a event, so I asked the Lord, can I go?
诶，里面说你不要去。
And the voice says, don't go.
我说主啊，这个不是一般的音乐会啊，就是唱弥赛亚是唱你，歌颂你的。
And I said to the Lord, Lord, this is not just another concert. They are singing, praising you.
里面就说，你如果听我的话， 你就不去。
And the voice,
不听你就去。
The voice within says, if you listen to me, don't go. If you don't listen to me, go ahead.
这个非常重要一点就是说，我说主啊，既然你不要我去，我就不去。
And very important, I said to the Lord, if you don't want me to go, I won't go.
那我现在没有去。
And so I didn't go.
这个真的很难熬啊，真是心里想去又不让去，我说哎呀，不去就不去吧，又想去，
and
啊
it was,
不去吧。
And it was difficult. I was flipping back and forth because I wanted to go, but I can't go.
最后我就没去。
But in the end, I didn't go.
没有去了以后啊，主就很高兴，你知道吧？
And after I stayed, the Lord was very glad.
他说为什么不让你去？
And he said, you know why I don't want you to go?
音乐会过去了，他才跟我讲。
Now, it was after the concert was over, he said to me.
因为他呢只需要考验考验我听话不听话。
And he wanted to test me to see if I would listen to him.
但是我听话。
I thank the Lord that I listened.
所以呢，他就告诉我说，这些在那边唱，并不是真正的在那边荣耀我。
And so he told me that when they sing, they did not really praise me.
他们不过是自己的那种兴趣在那边唱。
They only sang out of their own interest.
根本没有震惊，从心里面来震惊我的。
And their hearts were not toward me.
所以你去了没意思。
And so if you go, it will mean nothing.
因为我也不容纳这些东西。
Because I do not enjoy these things.
现在你听话。
Now you listen to me.
你没听这个。
And you didn't go to the concert.
我允许你将来在天上众天使唱歌的时候你可以听。
And I promise you that when you are in heaven, you can hear, you can listen to the angels rejoicing.
哇，我说主啊，原来是如此啊。
And I said, Lord, is that right?
将来冬天时哦，那些时候唱的那个是圣洁荣耀声的，你可以听。哇，我是能够参加那地方去，那当然我这个必要了。
And I thought, Lord, if I go to that in heaven, of course I don't care about this.
弟兄姊妹，今天主要求我们在地上放下那些东西啊，目的是什么呢？
Brother and sister, what is the purpose of the Lord asking us to let go of some of these worldly things?
目的就是叫我们在天上给我们那个最好的。
The purpose is that he wants to give us the best in heaven.
我知道今天已经讲不够了。
I know there will not be enough time today.
昨天也没讲完。
Yesterday I didn't finish.
但是我是真的有一个说，要保持常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，就必须不断的跟主连在一起。
But in my heart, I know that for us to always rejoice, to pray without ceasing, and to give thanks in everything, we must abide and commune with the Lord.
为了克服我们这个人啊，又懒惰又悖逆，所以呢，我们是需要先养成一个习惯。
In order to overcome our laziness, and our rebellion, we need to form a habit.
先是按时后的祷告读经。
And that is, to have a set time devoted to prayer and reading the scripture.
哎呀，神在你的心里面，那个跟你爱慕那个心啊，爱慕到一个地步啊，你跟主真是分不开了。
And to be fully devoted to a Lord in such a manner that you cannot live apart from Him.
我觉得有时候啊，两个人相爱的时候啊，不管怎么忙，他们都是想着能想出办法来，一个时间讲在一起，好像讲不完这个事情。
And I see that when two people fall in love, no matter how busy they are, they always make time to be together.
今天我们的心如果说主啊你是我的良人
And if we say to the Lord Lord you are my beloved
我爱你
I love you
那有一些事情弟兄必须做属灵的女
Then brothers you have to be the Shunammite lady
许多弟兄姊妹觉得很弟兄们觉得很神奇的我是代表神的荣耀说但是我们在主面前所有的人都是蒙头的、
oftentimes the brothers say oh I represent Christ but as a matter of fact all of us need to have our heads covered before Christ
蒙头什么意思呢
and what does that mean to be covered
圣父
submission
因一人的犯悖逆众人 都有了罪、
because of the rebellion of one man all men sinned
因一人的顺服众人都变成义
and by the obedience of one man all are justified
我们今天成为基督的两这个心腹的话有一个非常重要就是要顺服
and to being the bride of Christ one most important thing is to submit
因为他是头
because he is the head
我们是身体
We are members of the body
我们要顺服
We need to submit to him
但是顺服也不是容易的事情
Now it's not easy of course
因为主耶稣即使是主耶稣他也是从苦难中学习了是顺服
Because even for our Lord when he was on earth he learned obedience through suffering
所以我们今天要顺服主也要预备说我们要学习背十字架。
And so for us to learn to submit to Christ, we need to learn to deny ourselves and take up our crosses.
真的要成为神说进到那个得胜者里面去啊，是依靠主。但是呢，我们也必须跟主连在一起。
It is true that we rely on the Lord to overcome, but also we need to be united unto the Lord.
这要实行的。
And this we need to put into practice.
不过实行呢，每天只要一天，你做到就好了。
Day by day, not just one day.
今天神要求是今天一天，现在现在顺服。
And we begin today. Today.
所以圣过多弟兄讲我们要改变我们什么一见面学弟兄哈啦什么样了你们那么那么主席不晓得丢到哪去了
and so brothers and suggestion is right we don't just see each other and start greet each other and start talking about things and the Lord is forgotten
那么是不是什么事情都可以不管呢
well does that mean that we will cast everything aside
要管
no
你要看报纸的时候你说主啊我跟你一块看
and if you're reading the newspaper you say Lord I'm reading with you together
看看看里面说这条不要看了我就不看了
and when you read to a place the voice says don't read I won't
很多事情你要把主说你看我良人你就在我旁边
and you have to see that your beloved is with you
所有的事情组在一起他是主我是圣
and everything you do together but recognizing that he is Lord and I submit to him
凡事都顺服主
in everything submit to him
当然我这个见证不好
now my testimony was not a good one
主耶稣怎样顺服父神是我们最完全的一个榜样对不对
of course The Lord's submission to the Father is the perfect example for us.
但是保罗怎样顺服圣灵、顺服主，也是我们的榜样。
At the same time, Paul's imitation of Christ is also our imitation.
现在我们明白为什么缘故，常常喜乐、不住的祷告、凡事谢恩，就是神在基督耶稣里向我们所定的旨意。
I think now. We understand why it is to rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and give thanks in everything. And this is God's will for us.
因为这样我们可以
Because by this way, then can we testify for the Lord. May the Holy Spirit continue to do this deeper work in us. Let's pray.
Oh, 主啊，我们是在今天在你面前要求你光照我们。
Lord, today we truly ask that you will shine light upon us.
是不是我们嘴唇亲近你，心却远离你？
Lord, do we draw close to you with our lips, and our hearts are far from you?
虽然我们嘴里说主啊，我们要爱你更深，是不是我们现在反而是退后了？
Lord, when we say more love for thee, are we really just backing away?
主啊，你要的是真实，不是虚晃的东西。
Lord, what you want is something real, not something artificial.
你说要建立的是我们里面那个新人，而不是外面那个仪式的东西。
What you want is the new man that is born within, not external religion.
主啊，你要我们能够跟你相配，现在需要学习与你同行。
Lord, for us to be worthy of you, help us to learn to walk with you.
不叫我们自己欺骗自己。
So that we do not deceive ourselves.
拯救我们。
Save us.
保守我们。
Keep us, Lord.
在这里我们大有喜乐。
Here we rejoice greatly.
但愿我们离开以后，你的喜乐不离开我们。
I pray that as we depart, your joy will not depart from us.
让我们常常依靠你。
So that we trust you always.
所以有许多话我们没有讲。
Lord, there are much that we haven't talked about.
但是主，求你圣灵在我们里面不断地提醒我们。
Lord.I ask that your Holy Spirit would continue to remind us.
让我们的耳朵能够清楚圣灵的声音。
So that our ears can distinguish the voice of the Holy Spirit.
我们把自己再次交托在你手里。
Lord, we commit again ourselves into your hand.
因为我们是你宝血重价买来的。
Because we are purchased.
我们理当完全是无你。
By the great price of your precious blood.It is reasonable that we belong to you.
所以听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.